We've got some dotted socks. We got some good socks here. You know, I interviewed some of the adults in the church this week, and I asked them, what kind of socks do you think a person needs to be a follower of Jesus? And the first person I asked said, you don't have to have socks to be a follower of Jesus. And the next person said, any kind of socks are good socks for being a follower of Jesus. And then the third person I talked to said, well, if you're going to be a follower of Jesus, you should be wearing holy socks. Which maybe means that your socks should have holes in them because you walk so much. Or maybe it means that your socks are sacred socks, socks especially blessed by God. You know, when Jesus had been crucified and then he had been raised from the dead, and some of his women friends had gone to the cemetery and actually seen him with their own eyes and talked to him, all of Jesus' friends gathered together in one house. They all came to one place and they went inside the house, and as soon as everybody was there and inside, they locked the doors. They locked the doors because they were scared. And they sat in the house talking to each other and wondering what they should do. And all of a sudden, there was Jesus standing there in their midst. And he said to them, peace be with you. Well, these were Jesus' friends. They knew him really well, but they could hardly believe that it was Jesus. So Jesus said, look at my hands, look at my side, look at my feet. And he let everybody touch him so that they could be convinced that it was really him. And the more they began to realize it's Jesus, the more excited and happy they became. And so then Jesus said to them again, peace be with you. And he said, as my Father sent me, so I am sending you. As my Father sent me, I am sending you. Meaning that the disciples, the friends of Jesus, were going to have to leave that locked up house and go out into the world to show and tell people about the love and the grace of God. And they might not have wanted to leave because they felt so safe inside that house, but they left, they went out as Jesus told them to do because they knew it was special work that God had for them. And they also knew that they weren't going alone. They had each other and they had God with them. And I like to think that before they left the house, they all put on their holy socks to keep them brave and cheerful as they followed along their path.